Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. A big part of Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association role in promoting beef in Minnesota is to have a presence in both St. Paul and in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, a large group of producers from the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association attended what is called Cattlemen at the Capitol. One of the attendees, who is in the executive leadership role with the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, is with us today. Mark Pankin of Lamberton is the current vice president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. How are you doing today, Mark?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So, Mark, in Minnesota, we have a population of about 5.6 million people. 3.5 million live in the 11-county metro area. How important is it, do you feel, to have a rural voice heard in St. Paul?
Mark, I'm glad you asked. It's something that we've certainly seen coming here over the years where it's just a bit of a further disconnect from the consumer to the producer. And as we go through that, how do we deal with it? How do we continue to maintain a representation? And simply put, the communication lines, we still need to keep them open. We will try to involve ourselves with their discussions, get invitations to the table. And I'm a firm believer if they continue to seek our input as an organization, we do have a great deal of credibility in St. Paul, both state, locally, state, and nationally. Our organization is looked upon as one that as credible. And so we need to continue to work on getting with our constituents and just spending time just sometimes in candid conversations so that we're on their radar, we're included in discussions, and hopefully, ultimately, through good discussion and dialogue, good decisions are made.
All right. Well, let's do a recap of yesterday as seen by you. Can you just tell our listeners what all took place?
Well, it was our day on the Hill. Our Minnesota Cattlemen's Executive Director, actually Ashley Coles, had some appointments made in our attendance as representing the cattlemen yesterday. There was about 24 of us, and we kind of divided out amongst our senators, representatives, and we had scheduled time to meet with them personally. If we could not get with them directly in their office, we would have material that could be left. Material consisted of what we would certainly like to have them consideration or given consideration to what we see as some real, I'm not going to call them hot buttons, but I would certainly consider them to be talking points, things to have on their radar. So after we had a brief 15-minute orientation with Bruce Claven. Bruce is our lobbyist on behalf of the cattlemen and other organizations. But yesterday he was ours. So we went through four or five talking points.
Okay, and what were they?
In no particular order of importance, the item first was we'd like to see regulation reform actually legislated in. Simply put, when expansions of existing developments, there's a process, and we're okay with the process. We would just like the process to be not even expedited, but just have some certain terms and time frames that we could work on. More or less asking them to put some hard, fast dates rather than having permits drag on for years. Give them the ample amount of time to do due diligence, but then come back with answers. So regulation reform was an item that we put forth. Section 179, we would like to see the federal tax code, the IRS, mirror up with the Minnesota Department of Revenue state tax code and treat the 179 at the same dollar amount. Right now, there's a huge discrepancy in Minnesota allowing $25,000 annually. Section 179 depreciation versus the $1 million federally.
Okay.
Homestead classification, I won't get real in-depth on it, but simply put, it's affecting some of the family's succession plans from generation to generation. If the entity name changes or there's corporations formed within the family, if the two names are not a mirrored image, then we could run the risk of losing homestead credit. Food tax was an interesting thing. This is just kind of starting to show up on our radar. along the lines of our sweetened foods, sweetened soft drinks have been deemed unhealthy, and because they're unhealthy, they're falling under in some states with just a sin tax. And there's some consideration out there for having meat to be deemed unhealthy. And by that designation, they would then consider putting a food tax on meat, protein. That's something that it's just something we want to get taken care of earlier as opposed to later in the game.
We're short on time here, but I just like to say I'm glad to see that you guys are on top of some of these crucial issues that you just listed here. And I just like to thank you for, you know, I know what time you had to get up yesterday to be down there at the Capitol, and we as producers really appreciate your commitment to promoting our beef product, and just want you to know that. So thanks again for being on the program.
Yep, thanks for having me, Mark.
All right, until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.